Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, I'm back on today's episode of Something Major. We got round two recap of Wimbledon. Let's go. All right, everyone. It is Thursday. I got John Isner, Steve Johnson, no Jack on this one. It's hard to get four guys together every other day, you know? So we're missing guys. I wasn't here Tuesday, missing Jack today. We might miss one of these guys, Stevie or John, next week. We also got the crew at Sift Creative with us. Round two is done at Wimbledon. Before we get into that, though, should we talk about, I noticed on Monday or Tuesday's episode, you guys didn't talk about the Badosa Tsitsipas breakup. Stevie, your thoughts on that?
I believe that came out after the show ended on Tuesday from my internet sleuthing. I retract my statement from, I guess, a few weeks ago that I don't think they're going to play mixed at the Open anymore.
That's what I was wondering. Do you think they've withdrawn that?
I don't think they've withdrawn yet, but I don't see them playing together unless there's a reversal in that dating relationship.
Was it such a bad breakup that they unfollowed each other? Is that?
That's like the new age, dude. Like, that's how you know people aren't dating anymore, I guess.
Not only did they unfollow, they scrapped every photo of each other from the internet.
Oof, I just official. Saw a thing that they put up on, or one of them, maybe they both put it up on their screen. You know, it was like Greek dish or Spanish dish. Did you see that? And they were like, this little thing. It was kind of cool, quirky, but it got like 300,000. That was like a week ago, wasn't it?
Obviously, behind the scenes, they weren't agreeing on what way they should have turned on that video.
Do we think this has anything to do with tennis, tennis related, that they just maybe needed a fresh start and they both need to kind of figure out their tennis world?
Because they wouldn't have unfollowed each other if it was just, all right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, this is over. We both kind of stink right now at the moment. Like,
you think they broke up officially after they both lost or before? Or they lost because they broke up prior to
I think they probably
event.
Broke up and then had
I think
some
that, Sam.
Lingering I feelings. I'm with you on that one.
I'm with
you. Yeah.
All right.
That's the important stuff, though.
No, yeah. That's it for the show today. So let's see what's going on. We could talk a little tennis. By the way, I don't know if you guys listen. I just called my first match on center from the bunker with Fowler called Sinner. Most nervous I've ever been on a tennis court. I'm calling that match.
Really?
How'd you do? I
think I did all right. I've only got feedback from like my friends and stuff where everyone's like, oh, you did a great job. Until I get like an executive telling me I did a good job, I'm not buying it.
Was he a good assist man, you feel like?
Yeah. Fowler's as good as it gets in there.
He's
as you guys
know. Consummate professional.
Yeah. And Sinner just routine Fukic. So with that, we'll start with the men. Start with Sinner. I don't know if you guys watched. He's the only top seed really in the entire tournament that is just cruising through players. I'll start with Stevie. Is Sinner looking the best of anyone on the men's side so far? Or is there another guy in there you're like, all right, you're right behind him?
I think it's the same thing that I kind of mentioned during the French Open. There's nobody better in tennis right now who goes about their business against every player except for one, in his case, against Alcaraz. He goes out there and he takes care of business. First round, quarters, second round, third round, whatever it might be. He goes out there and takes care of business and absolutely just blows people out of the water, which is what you need to do early in these slams to kind of save yourself for the end. But his tennis on a day-to-day basis, I think, is the best of anybody. He's just got to kind of get over that little hump now, or I guess maybe it's a bigger hump now over Alcaraz in these tournaments. And you know, he's 1 point away in the French, but shows no signs of slowing down here early in the early at Wimbledon.
I don't want to get fooled. The French, I got fooled a little bit. He was cruising through people. I'm like, of course he's going to beat Sinner in the final. And like, it's starting to look like that again, where like Alcaraz has kind of had some fun. Sinner's cruising, but like, I'm not going to let it fool me. He still might win, but Alcaraz has another gear if he wants it. Speaking of that, John, did you watch Alcaraz play? Shout out to Oliver Tarvet, the USD Torero. Also, this other guy, Bagman.
August
that other
Holmgren?
Guy? August Holmgren.
USD is like good turn.
They have a guy in the third round. They have a guy in the third round, and then Tarvet. So yeah, he played great, but John Carlos won the first round in five against Fognini. Tarvet looked pretty good. You think he's getting comfortable on the grass? Do you see him any sign of anyone that could beat him?
Well, I would need to look
up until the semis.
No, you know what? Like, looking back at that first round match against Fabio, it's maybe you're a little surprised it went five sets, but like, in a case like Fabio, we know how talented Fabio is. It's his last Wimbledon. He's going out there. It's absolutely nothing to lose. He's an incredible shot maker. You can kind of see in retrospect how Fabio made a good match out of that. But I think Carlos having that five-set match in the first round is a very, very good thing for him. Certainly he settled in his second-round match against a college tennis player, which is a good draw for Carlos. But, you know, you got to like his chances. You know, with how this draw has really been – blowing up. He plays Struff, who's a good grass court player, but shouldn't give Carlos too much trouble. Then probably will likely play Rublev after that. I don't know. So I think Carlos is in a pretty good section. He shouldn't be too troubled going forward, at least in the semifinals.
You guys, I mentioned this on air today. Do you guys think that you can't really put any weight on like the warm-up the lead-up tournaments to Wimbledon because it's such a small sample size? Whether you win a tournament like Carlos or lose second round like Sinner, I put like no weight behind like the warm-up tournaments on Wimbledon, unlike Roland Garros where you have 2 months of lead-up. You guys agree with that?
Yeah, completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe for a little sure bit, in Sinner's case, he kind of like, he ran into a red-hot Bublik, right? Who kind of just served incredibly well and just shot-making and swinging from the hips. Just swinging free. So I think for Sinner was no pause for concern at all. I still contend, having played Sinner at Wimbledon 3 years ago, I contend that grass is his best surface. I know his results don't say that, but in my mind, grass is his best surface. It's a crazy thing to say because the results do not back it up. That's just what I think, having played him. And you know, this is 3 years ago, Sinner, not the Sinner that he is right now.
He slides around on the grass like it's a clay
court. It's crazy.
Every point he's sliding. And his ankles, he got real flexible ankles.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know, the slow-mo is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, a few other matches. Djokovic beat up on Dan Evans. Dimonauer beat Arthur Cousot. Am I saying that right? Rublev wins. Khachanov wins. Joao Fonseca beat Brooksby in like a tight four. That four set was crazy. Say everyone had a bunch of break points. Stevie, those matches I mentioned, anything like stick out in those to you? Or is that just kind of like, all right, everything looks status quo?
I mean, a couple things.
I thought Brooksby was going to beat Fonseca. I'll say that before you get going.
I said that on Tuesday's show that I thought Brooksby had a chance in that one. I thought he was going to beat Fonseca just with his unorthodox style of game. You know, he's got the two-handed slice drop shot, the backhands, like just like the interesting way he goes about it. And after he won the second set, I was like, all right, like I think he's going to kind of get rolling. And not 1 minute later, I think he was down, you know, 3 or 4-0 in the third set. I was like, okay, maybe I was wrong on that one. And it's impressive by Fonseca to do this. I mean,
let me back you up. You weren't wrong. I mean, it was a tight four setter. It's not like Brooksby later.
He was wrong.
I mean, four sets.
Who was more right? Brooksby's going to win the match, or I said Fonseca's going to win it straight. I said beat down.
Stevie's more right than you are.
Neither one of us.
What are you talking about?
A tight four set loss is closer than a straight set win.
I said Fonseca would win in straights. Stevie said Brooksby would win the match.
Yes, this is weird.
I don't think either one of us are right.
I'm giving it to Stevie. Right. I don't know why.
I appreciate that. Come on, give me a break. It was six, but, 6-2, 6-4. Like,
it was tight, dude. It's kind of a beatdown. So tight. It was not a beatdown. It was not a beatdown.
Right. I mean, So other thing I want to say, watching Novak today, he looks good. You know, Dan Evans, I get it. I mean, he's my age, maybe a year older. I know how it feels to kind of get your ass kicked out on center court and potentially his last Wimbledon, maybe. It's a hard feeling. He's out there trying to get games in that third set. You don't want to go out there and get bageled in your last set on center court at Wimbledon. If that is kind of the end of his career, the last of his Wimbledons. But when Novak is in the third, up a break already and going big come on after breaking to go up a second break, that's a bad sign for the rest of the, that's a bad, bad sign for the rest of the field. Cause Novak's usually in that point, like he's just going about his business. He knows he's going to win the match. Like he's going to maybe win at 6-1 or 6-2, but he was out there throwing a big come on to go up that second break and close it out 6-0. So that's a bad sign for the rest of the tour.
The Evans is the best, dude. I don't know if you, like, during that COVID year in Australia, John, when you decided not to come, I was paired with Evans for like 2 weeks. I had the best time with him. Like, he's awesome. Blast from the past, Marin Cilic, one of us, big upset today over Jack Draper. Everyone was talking about Draper and Bublik.
What do you mean,
third
one
round?
Of us?
I don't know. He's like,
it's old guard.
All right, just checking because he's won a slam. So I'm just checking.
You know what I mean.
No, you know what I mean. Just like, the old guard. Like part of the crew.
He's better than us.
Yeah.
He gave me a big hug today or the other day when I saw him. Like, we were the best friends. I was so pumped.
Cilic?
Yeah. That's but funny. I mean, everyone thought Draper Bublik third round. It's the only thing everyone talked about. Now we got Cilic and Jamie Munar. I'm surprised. John, I don't know if you watched it. I watched a little bit of it. I was calling the center match. Like, Cilic looks good. He can, I mean, he's probably going to beat Munar, although Munar is like playing on a sleeveless shirt now. He's like kind of good all of a sudden.
He is good on grass.
He's sneaky good on grass.
I mentioned on the pod a couple of days ago, Sam, he beat me in my last Wimby first round, and I thought I lost to the worst player in the draw. I'm like, I have to retire. But it turns out he pretty took Carlos to three.
Yeah. Beat Bublik. He like rocked some guys today. Like, I don't know if it's I guess the story is more of the Draper line. Like, he's obviously bummed. Is this a massive disappointment for Draper, or just like came up against a OG grass quarter in Cilic?
Yeah, I think it's just a product. He came up against, you know, 10 years ago, Cilic. Like, guy looks good. He's healthy. He's been out for a long time. We know how good he is on grass. Sam, he beat you in the semifinals of this tournament. On his way to make the finals before he lost to Federer. So grass, any fast surface for Cilic is very good for his game. And again, he's healthy now. He hasn't been healthy in like 2 years. Has some confidence, clearly. And he turned back the clock on Draper for sure. And I don't know, I like to see it. It was an old school beatdown from Cilic. You know, I think a lot of the young guys think this generation of players is like super tough, like not so fast, my friend. I think like some of the guys in our generation that are still playing, there's not many. You got Monfils and of course Djokovic, and now Cilic still doing some good things on tour.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Cam Nori beat Francis Tiafoe. Francis maybe didn't play his best. Nori tricky though. He's got that ugly game, but it's like a tough lefty forehand and the bunt backhand gives you a different ball all the time. Hit some good shots, this incredible backhand pass on a set point. Francis afterward kind of said what you were just talking about, John. He's like, the depth of the game is so strong today. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But like you said, not so fast. I'm pumped that Marin Cilic is like holding the ground down for us. Matteo Bellucci took out Lehechka. Struff beat Felix. Felix has always been, he's just up and down all year. I still don't know if he's having a good year or not.
I think the answer is no, because he started the year off hot.
But he's got like a few titles.
He's got two titles and a final, I think. It's confusing. He's confusing me.
He's confusing.
He was up 6-3 in the second set tiebreaker serving. I did see that.
Oof. Yeah, so I watched it. He double faulted on set point serving in the breaker. So
yeah, it's just confounding a bit. Yeah. With it's hard to figure out the Canadian guys. I mean, with him and Schoppo, I mean, like, can you beat more erratic? It's insane. Like, I don't know.
We'll talk a little Fritz, beat another Canadian, Diallo. Just 1 minute, Stevie, like hell of an effort from Fritz. Won 10 sets. Just that's probably the toughest draw in the entire event to go through Petchy Pericard and Diallo.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great effort. I mean, he plays Davidovic Fokina now in the next round. That serve is going to be coming in like a meatball, you would think, you know, compared to his first two rounds. You know, he's going to have to kind of adjust a little bit on that one, but really impressive effort. I mean, Fritz, I mean, rabbit out of the hat in round one, and then Diallo is a really good player, hits the ball hard, can take the racket out of your hand, has a grass court title already this season. So to win that one in five is another impressive result. And, you know, Taylor's draw doesn't get much easier. Davidovic Fokina is a tough out on any surface. And
Taylor's going to beat him in straights. He's just like,
I mean, that's going to be a tough out. If he can get through this one.
Davidovic Fokina is seeded. This is the matchup that's supposed to happen. Fair enough, right? And then, but after that, the winner of this match is looking very good.
Correct. And you know both of those guys
in
know
the
that.
Next one, considering how much the draw has been blown up.
They've looked at the draw. People are liars. Sure. People who say they don't look at the draw, they're it's all liars. Every single
they
know, liar.
They look and. You know how it is. You just try not to think about the draw.
Correct.
I remember one year, like when I made the finals at Indian Wells, it's like so long ago, like the draw just was completely wide open. I was like seated 12 and like I was the highest ranked person in the whole section. And like, don't blow this. And I've been in a scenario like at Wimbledon, the year that like Fed and Rafa lost. Remember they lost like really like first round and second round or something. And I was right there, and then I couldn't make it through. Sometimes the pressure can get to you.
We've never seen anything like this in the last 15 years with this many top seeds going out. Like, that just would not have happened.
On both men and women.
Men and women. Like, this is this
the
this
women
crazy.
Seeds 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep. Like, yeah. This hasn't happened ever on both sides of the draw.
I know. It's been crazy. Opelka lost to Nakashima. I like keep waiting for Riley to, like, put it together and like pop a run somewhere. It's got to happen, right? It just has to.
You would think so. I don't know. Look, he needs to stay healthy. He needs to be able to play 3, 4, 5 matches in a row and then back it up week to week. I mean, his serve is one of the best in the world. He's good from the ground. He's a good mover. He's a good mover for a guy 7 feet tall. I mean, he is a very good mover for somebody of his size. But it's funny, one of those things. I think Nakashima is really, really good against fellow Americans. He's like underrated in that department. And these other guys know it. They talk about it. Like Riley's and Tommy's and these guys. I remember them always talking like, Brandon may not be like the sexiest guy out there, but he always beats us. Like he just finds a way to beat the other Americans.
He's beat me twice. Have you ever played him, Stevie?
I know he beat
John
and I lost to him.
Cabo.
He beat me. He's 2-1 against me, but I want to put up like he's Nakashima.
Sneaky against
he's
Americans.
Not like a big guy. His serving stats are absurd.
They're very good.
All right. He won in 4 sets, 12 aces, 0 doubles, 78% first serve. And does this consistently, maybe not 78%. He will serve between 65 and 70% first serve every single match.
10-5 against Americans.
You guys questioned me when I told him that he was going to be a top 5 American end of this year.
Year's not over yet, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Was that when you were talking about, was he going to be ranked ahead of Korda? You confused
but your
everyone?
Your answer was so convoluted, it made no
and guess
sense.
What?
Yeah. So, like,
Sebi's
no,
hurt,
yeah.
And I told you, if he was healthy, he'd be ahead of him, but he's not because that's
I rate Nakashima. I think he's very,
he's good.
Very good.
Yeah, he is good. He is good.
Incredibly good.
And he plays every week.
Plays every week.
Like, he just
does everything right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Tough loss for Tommy Paul today. He hurt his foot. I don't need to get into that, but bummer. Ethan Quinn, he had a good little section. He lost to, Major Dzik?
What's
that dude's name? Dude, he's got no vowels in the name. What
dude,
is that?
The Polish names are tough.
You can't spell your name like that.
The Polish names are tough.
Got no vowels. Oh, man. Learner Tien went down. All right, let's move over to the women.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The 2, 3, 4, 5 seeds gone. Sabalenka still in it. I don't know if you heard her like press conference after she won her match the other day. She's like, no more upsets. She honestly, though, I'm again, I don't know. Like, I'll go to Stevie. She played Buzkova. Buzkova served for the first set.
Yeah.
Like, Sabalenka was in trouble there for a second. That would have been. Can you imagine if Sabalenka lost and on the women's side seeds 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were gone in the first 2 days? It would have been like awkward. Do you think?
they that wouldn't have been good for anyone, because you know you want to see them at the end. But even if she lost that first set, I think she would have been fine. She would have figured it out. You know, losing one set, I think she's just getting herself ready. Like, she's getting ready to just start. She's going to blow the rest of the tournament out of the water.
Yeah, let me. You know who she plays next?
What do you got for me?
She plays Emma Raducanu, yeah, who beat Von Rosova, yeah, who I thought was going to win the tournament.
Yeah.
I'm skipping ahead to the third round here. Does Sabalenka, John, just roll through Emma Raducanu? I mean, that's like going to be the biggest match of the day tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. It is. But how is Emma going to affect Sabalenka? I mean, like, besides having the crowd on her side, right? Like, what can she do? Sabalenka is going to have an off day. Going to be spraying balls everywhere. Maybe if it's crazy windy like it was at the Roland Garros final, but you can't see Raducanu, troubling her too much. But having said that, I think there's a lot of players in the tournament that could still take this title from her. She's a prohibitive favorite right now, but I think there's a lot of players that...
Number one, maybe being Madison Keys now. She's the second highest seed left.
Yeah, she played much better in her second round.
Yeah, against Danilovic, she crushed it. We got a... Andreeva won. Iga Swiatek won today. Little hiccup against McNally. I've always been like a McNally fan. I like watching her play.
Yeah, I like her.
I think
like
she's McNally. Been like, yep, hurt a bunch, sure, but she took a set off Swiatek. Emma Navarro, been playing average for a player of her ranking. Cruising today. She beat Kudermetova 1 and 2. That's impressive. I feel like, you think Navarro feels like she needed that. Like, she needs a little like run to the round of 16. John, you want to say something?
I think that someone that we're not really speaking about, I mean, we did a little bit in the fact that in the first round she won 0-0. I think Anisa Mova is someone that could take the title here. So even though Coco and Jesse are out, you know, you have Emma, Madison, Anisa Mova. These are some players that can still do some serious damage.
Rybakina?
Yeah, she was my pick to win.
Yeah, she won 3-1 over Sakari. Yeah. Collins still in there. Svitolina. I'm just rolling through these. Paolini lost, but like to who? Rakimova? A lot of Ovas in this draw. I don't know why it's not surprising to me.
She made the finals last year.
Like, does it not feel like an upset? Does it feel like a massive upset to you? Maybe, Stevie, because everyone else is losing.
You're right. It doesn't feel like a massive upset, but she did make finals last year. So she is she's done well on grass. I mean,
Prior to last year, she hadn't. I mean, I'm with you, Sam. It's not that spring. Maybe it's because she's small in stature, and like if she catches someone on a hot day, that can just overpower her because she's going to do what she does. But if you're on against someone who doesn't have maybe that much firepower, who relies on more guile from the back of the court, I don't know. It's not that surprising. I'm with you, Sam.
I'm pretty pissed at Diana Schneider lost. She's like one of my favorite players. Like, Wolfpack, she wears that cool headband, like, huge bummer. All right, let's go to predictions real quick. I'm just going to go back and forth. We started with John.
Oh, gosh.
I said Sabalenka, Raducanu. You're going Sabalenka.
Yes.
Stevie?
Yep, Sabalenka.
All right. Świątek, Collins. Ooh. Let's go Stevie first.
That's juicy.
This one's tough.
That's juicy. I'm going to go with Collins. I want to, like, just – she'll do something silly after she wins, I feel like. Could be good.
There's beef there, like, too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's, like, some beef there.
Doesn't Collins have beef with, like, half the draw?
That's also probably true. But
yeah, I'm a Collins fan. I'm on Team Collins.
I know.
If we're going to war, I'm following her. All right, so you got Collins. I got Collins, too. John, Collins over Świątek?
I'm going to Świątek.
Okay, gotcha. Emma Navarro, Barbara Krejčíková. John, real quick, can you break down that Krejčíková game for us?
Well, no, she's two-time Grand Slam champion, so she's won this tournament before. So that's but no, I'm serious. I can break it down. Wait, she's crafty.
She won two slams.
She's won two slams, but she's like never ranked high. It's weird, you know. She's
17.
Yeah, she's seeded 17. She's won two slams. She's really good at doubles as well. She's won a bunch of double slams, I believe. That's a really good match. I like Emma though. I'm not putting too much emphasis on the fact that Krejčíková is a former Wimbledon champ. I like Emma's game. She had a great run last year, beating Coco Gauff along the way at Wimbledon. So Emma, after disappointing, I think, a little bit on the clay and at Roland Garros, has found her game again. So I like her in that one.
Me too, actually. Stevie?
I'm taking Emma in that one.
Let's do a few, men. Alcaraz over Struff. Just like no issues there. Give me over under on – I go three straight sets. Alcaraz. Struffy can hit the ball hard, but just straight.
Struffy's going to go Mach 10 on every return. Every, you know, that's what he does. I mean, you know, he might make it a little tricky. I can see a tiebreaker maybe.
Yeah. Davidic Fokina, 3-2 against Fritz, head-to-head. Wow. I'm going Fritz in like 3 or 4. What do you guys think?
And they just played last week in Eastbourne. Fritz got him in 3 there. I like Fritz. I don't know. I like Fritz, but I don't know. He's just played 10 sets. Like, you just don't know. This isn't going to be, I don't think, straightforward. So maybe something's lingering and, you know, you get to that 3-hour mark, 3.5, 4, like something. I don't know.
He's played 21 sets since start of Eastbourne, which started on Wednesday for him. And he played every single day thereafter.
And 8 days.
One time he had to play 1.5 matches in one day. But Fritz is crazy in the sense he could have a broken leg and he's still out there. He would go out there and play.
No, he did have a broken leg and beat me in 5 out there. Okay. So, yeah.
Remember that.
He did have a broken leg, basically, and still beat me in 5. So, thank you.
Yeah. So I think Fritz he'll be fine. It just too much grit. Too much grit there.
Let's go over our snake draft standings so far. We have to. In the lead is me. I have 6 points. Although Lehecka and Opelka just lost, so that's troubling for me. Jack also has 6 points, but Draper and Paul lost. But he has Pedro freaking Martinez. We were trying to draft him like a horrible team, and out of nowhere, Pedro Martinez into the 3rd round. What is this, dude?
It's so good.
Pedro's one of the nicest guys, too. I mean,
we love Pedro, but we just didn't like his chances on grass.
I didn't like his chances on grass.
I hope Pedro Martinez wins the tournament. If he does, we'll send him a hat.
Do you know
Pedro
who he plays center?
He plays center. Yeah, we'll send him a hat. You know, if you meet center, we'll send you a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so funny.
But I mean, like, you knew he was going to go 3rd round as soon as we drafted him as a joke. That's how bad we are.
Yeah, actually, players that we make fun of or don't draft, like, they're the ones making the runs.
Yeah.
You don't want us picking you. Really?
But Jack's in trouble. He's lost his 2 horses.
Jack's in trouble now. Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
John, you got 4 points. Schoppo and Arnaldi lost.
God.
Stevie, 3 points. Tiafoe loses. Bublik loses. And you unfortunately had Hurkacz withdrawal. Did you get his lucky loser?
John said absolutely not. Which is ridiculous.
Oh, bummer. All right. Yeah. You should have gotten contact with Hubie and known.
But I should have texted Hubie about it.
I actually think
chances.
I'm going to win this one. But the shirtless deal that we're doing is for our brackets, right?
Yeah, it's for the big brackets.
Draw,
yeah.
It's bad.
We got a bracket update, too. Bracket update. Before today's matches, I was in the top 1%.
Really?
I've got the live one right here.
Stevie, give us the breakdown. If you got it with us.
Look, I mean,
can you give
John
it? How many people signed up for this bracket?
Over 4,000.
4,000.
4,000?
Yeah.
I know.
By the way, when I'm on the grounds of Wimbledon, 10 times a day, I'm getting stopped now.
Any hats? Talking.
Tell oh, yeah, yeah. Hats. Hat.
You've seen a hat?
I've seen three. And I've probably had three people stop me being like, I can't get them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Look, it's still close, right? John and Jack are at 730 with 670 points. You're at 1,000 with 660 points. And I'm at 1,300 with 650 points. So we're all, I mean, I'm one match behind Sam and Sam's one match behind those two guys. So it's still a close race after two rounds.
I was in 47th place yesterday and I'm in 1,000th.
Yeah. Do we even know how the points are weighted so heavily towards?
Well, it's like 10 points for first round, I think 20 for second round, like things like that. So it's.
So Sam, I potentially could have you boxed out because we have the same final and the same winner. So you're not going to have a chance to gain points towards the end of the tournament. So
I need Carlos to win. If Carlos wins, I'm good.
Let's say, fans, hey, fans, chime in. Who do you want to see shirtless on the pod? Who do you want to lose this?
Oh, God.
No one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one.
No one.
Having said that, I've been working on the tan a little bit in preparation for a last place finish. So
have you now?
That is
working
smart.
Hard.
I guess that's it. I had one other thing I was going to share, and I can't remember it.
What's your schedule over there, Sam? You doing ESPN?
Oh, dude, I'm calling Fonseca tomorrow.
On what court?
He's on two.
Okay.
So
they hop around, right?
They hop around, yeah. So we'll only call it if they come to our court.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough for me not to be like, so not like, I'm going to be so pro Fonseca. Even if he's losing, I'm not going to be biased. I don't care. Dude, that ran into Maria Sharapova today at the transport line. I got a nice stop and chat. Yeah, I guess that's all the info from the grounds.
How about a British food update?
See, I just had some Indian food. I haven't been eating well since I've been here. I've been on the studio like late night just having sandwiches and stuff. The breakfast still look just awful as can be. Still
you getting no any negative feedback from all of our pet peeves over there? Anybody stopped you and like been upset with them?
No, the Brits agree with me. I don't get like, I'm at a house right now. Why don't the people, if you just got the blackout curtains and a king size bed, like your life would be dramatically better. It's not difficult.
They're cheap. That's what it is. I'm convinced that's what it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe that technology hasn't made it over there yet.
Who knows?
How hot was your flat the first couple of days?
Dude, I don't think I slept for like 3 days.
It's the worst sleep ever over there. So bad, dude.
You know, like the boys, like I kid families here, like they're 3 and 5, they're jet lagged. So like Owen's three, he'll come in our bed in the middle of the night. And he's like it's like putting a hot briquette in the bed with you. And it's already 90 degrees. So, is miserable. Like
go sleep outside in your yard.
No, because again, Stevie, your problem, crack the window, try to get a little AC in. I go in the bathroom at night, there's 9,000 bugs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. It's brutal. But it's better now. All right, we'll be back in 2 days with a third round update. See you guys then.
Right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.